producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program for the day before Halloween, All Hallows Eve. Let's make most of this hour about Halloween. Jennifer, you're in agreement
okay.
with that?
I like
Richie,
that.
Yeah, let's play Halloween. There are a couple of things I want to get out of the way first, but then we'll spend most of the time just doing sort of silly Halloween things. Our thought for the day today came from Michael Landon, whose birthday would have made him 79 today. Wasn't he, the first movie he was in was the Werewolf of London thing? Wasn't he, didn't he play a werewolf?
Michael Landon, like his yeah. little house on the prairie?
Yeah. I believe his first, you can check that out, Richie. I believe the first thing he ever did was play a werewolf in a movie called The Werewolves of London.
Huh. Yeah, The Werewolves of London was like 1980.
No, that was a song. I think you'll find Michael Landon. Well, just go find out what Michael Landon's first job was, and then we'll go from there.
Easy.
Anyway, his thought of the day, or this is a thought of the day with a tribute to him. Whatever you want to do, do it now. There are only so many tomorrows. He said that after he found out that he had incurable cancer. Remember, he died. He was in his 40s, I think, late 40s. And it was seemingly a great loss because he'd contributed so much. He was very prolific when it came to writing and producing good television shows.
1955, Luke and the Tenderfoot.
That was the first thing he was in?
First thing he's listed at on IMDb, yeah.
Did he ever do a werewolf? Was he ever? Did he ever play in a horror movie? Am I remembering that, or am I confusing with Steve McQueen?
Matinee Theater, Cheyenne. I mean, we're still in the 50s.
Right.
And he's got a long list of stuff.
Okay, so I may have gotten that one wrong, but it'll be the only mistake I make today. Our quote of the day.
Page one.
Yeah, thank you. Quote of the day today comes from Governor Chris Christie, who said, "Can't read the article because I don't have a subscription," when asked by a reporter for his opinion or response to the New York Times editorial yesterday suggesting he drop out of the
race. I love it. I don't have a subscription. The rag publication.
Don't have a subscription. Very cool. All right. Jennifer has the story now that will make your blood boil. It makes my blood boil when I hear the IRS involved in covert operations. These damnable, these people are,
they admit it in public and no one's listening. That's the sad thing.
All right, well, this is another scoop for you. You've had a couple of good ones this week, Jen.
Oh, thank you. I'm your roving reporter.
Yes, you are. Well, at least you got your ear to the rails or the ground or whatever it is. So what are the IRS agents up to now?
Well, a couple of Congress people, Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley and Patrick Leahy, I think Grassley's a Republican, Patrick Leahy a Democrat. They sent a letter to the Treasury Secretary Jacob Blau demanding answers about this new technology being used by the IRS. This week, the Commissioner of the IRS, John Koskinen, admitted that the agency uses technology, cell site simulators, essentially, or stingrays is what they're called. And he was asking for $71,000 to upgrade a version of the device to and receive training from the company that manufactures the devices. Now, people are saying, well, wait a second. Why does the IRS need cell site simulators or stingrays to track people, right?
Uh-huh.
And they say, well, evading the taxes, we're looking if there's suspects, we might be able to ping their cell phones.
Everybody's a suspect with these guys.
But now this is bipartisan support here. Like, both of these Congress people are going, wait a second. This brings up huge security and privacy issues. What are you really doing with these things? Come on.
Yeah. Why is the IRS doing what the NSA was told not to do? Yeah. And by the way, if you are following the NSA and their latest shenanigans or the related ancillary stories, you'll be interested to know that the European Union Parliament has called on its member states to drop charges against Edward Snowden.
Mm.
And ask him to become a resident. Snowden, as you know, is in Moscow, but he doesn't want to live there. And now the European Union says you can come here. because they keep them. There are extradition agreements with most of the European countries back to America, but I think the Swiss said, "Yeah, come live here with us.
Come and check it out." Yeah. I think there is such they're very neutral, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you know, I think the lack of respect for America right now in Europe is mm-hmm. what's causing this. I mean, yeah. And I asked several people when I was there, what do you think of the president? And they said, well, it's nice that he's the first black president. But I think because he's drawn so many red lines and so many hard lines that he never follows, I don't think there's a lot of respect. I also think that the people in Europe are upset that he hasn't challenged Putin more.
Yeah, they're watching the Russians.
They're watching their back.
Basically slap us around like children.
Yep. All right, speaking of children, time to play. The Royals and the Mets play game 3 tonight in New York.
Yep.
2-0 the Royals. So far,
my prediction is the Mets will win tonight.
You think so?
Tonight.
This is the first time either has been in the World Series since the 1980s, and I'm just wondering.
Yeah, Royals won it in 85.
Well, does it look like when one team wins the first two, does that affect the television ratings or make it more exciting for people to watch?
The first game was so exciting that I mm-hmm. think the ratings are pretty much set for the series. But in game two, I mean, the Royals just owned the Mets.
Yeah.
I mean, they
yeah.
were killing them.
Yeah. That's not a good term to use. They were doing well.
They were doing well.
What did you start to say?
1957, Michael Landon was in I Was a Teenage Werewolf.
All right, I knew that.
Our friend Janet Madsen said she remembers going to the drive-in.
Thank you, Janet. Yes, right.
Good job, Janet.
Yep, facebook.com/good day, Twitter @good day show, 13 past the hour, Halloween and vampires. Ooh. Where is Roberta when we need her? Up next here on Good Day.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
You can print grand opening flyers.
Yes.
Grand opening banners.
No problem.
Custom t-shirts.
Piece of cake.
You saw cake?
It's just the same.
Now at Staples, get 20% back on all color printing. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
Earn 20% back in Staples rewards on full service color copying and printing online and in-store. Ends 11/7/15. Exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Get your money card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Ghost riders in the sky.
right back with us. Getting everybody in. The kids are dressing up and going to school this morning.
Yeah. Do you know the most popular Halloween costumes this year? For adults.
What?
Okay.
Trump has
Trump is going to be big. Right. El Chapo has been making a lot of, a lot of purchases at Yandy.com. They're the ones that are reporting this.
Really?
The pizza rat, you know, the video that went viral where the rat was pushing the pizza down the steps of the subway?
And that was just last week, right?
Yeah, and they're selling them in two different versions. You can either be a rat and a slice of pizza, and it can be a couple's costume, or they have the rat with the pizza, and you can be the actual pizza rat.
That's
so there's
awesome.
That going on. The illusion dress is also really big. Remember at the beginning of the year with the blue and black dress or the gold and white? So they're actually
and different people would see a different color?
Yeah, they're doing a dress that's actually half and half. So, you know, you can be the optical illusion dress. And then... I don't know how to phrase this one because people get offended, but Caitlyn Jenner. Amazon had a costume up until last week called Ladyboy, and that was Caitlyn Jenner's costume, but people were very offended by the term Ladyboy, so they pulled it, but yet a lot of those costumes have been sold, so you might see some Caitlyn Jenners out there wandering around, too.
Everybody's offended nowadays.
I know. What are you going to be? Do you dress up?
No. I mean, we went to beaches in Jamaica Turks and Caicos last week. They had a Halloween party there. So all I did was take my Darth Vader mask, and I went as Darth Vader on vacation. Someone get me another frozen drink.
I like it. That's going to be huge. You know, superheroes, especially for kids, superheroes and Star Wars stuff is going to be big.
Hey, you know what? And the video game guys, like the guys from Halo and the guys from Destiny, all of the video game characters.
There was a Google report out on, I think, Monday or Tuesday, where you could actually, it was a map of the U.S., and you could hover over your city, and it would tell you what the most searched costume was in your area, and it was all superheroes. Batman, Supergirl, tons. The other one that I had to look up because I'm so out of touch with these superheroes is Harley Quinn. I guess she looks like a Jester. She's the Harlequin from the Avengers or something, I guess. I had to look her up.
Yeah.
I know. I'm afraid that these kids are going to come to my door and I'm going to be like, what are you?
Yeah, who are you? What are you?
Yeah, what is that
all
about?
How many kids do you get come to your door?
It depends. I think this year, because it's Saturday, I'll probably get a lot. I've had anywhere from 5 to 120, probably.
How do you plan for that?
I don't. You know, that's what got me last year. Is the year before, I had like 150 kids. And so I went out and bought tons of candy because I actually ran out of candy the year before. So I had tons of candy last year, and I had like 5 people show up. It was
nice
terrible.
Going, Jennifer. So what are you doing if you're a parent to ensure your child's safety tonight? Is it how you dress your children? Don't dress them in black, for God's sakes. And if you have mask, make sure the mask doesn't block the vision of the child.
Or the breathing airways, please.
Make
sure the holes are poked in.
You know, I heard a stat on the way in this morning that 15% of people or something like that think that it's okay for their 3 to 8 year old child to go out with another older kid.
Really?
Yeah.
You agree with that? Would you let your child do that?
I would not let my kids go out alone. Even my 11-year-old son.
Mm-hmm.
I hang back so that he and his buddies can go.
Right.
But I kind of see where they are. And, you know, they stay in the neighborhood and everything. But, you know, when they're 13, okay, cool, you guys go. Or even 12, okay, you guys go.
Do you let your children, either of them, eat the candy before they get home? Do you inspect? Do you or Janet inspect
the
goodies?
We go through it all first, and then they can eat a couple of pieces that night, and then we just kind of ration it over the next month.
Do you go out with flashlights and that sort of thing?
No, I mean, our neighborhood is pretty well lit.
It's not
that big of a deal.
I think that's the kind of stuff. The masks, the costumes, making sure everything is safe, not
I
taking the fun
known to
away
candy
from all
candy at cars that are going too fast down the street.
Yeah,
though.
That's a good idea.
I'll peg them in the windshield.
Yeah, I know. You'd be good at that.
Yeah.
50, wait a minute, 21 after on Good Day.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Now, 23 minutes after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Halloween is tomorrow. We remember that Bobby Pickett, known as Bobby Boris Pickett from Somerville, Massachusetts, he and his Crypt Kicker 5 group were the number one song 2 weeks in a row. The Monster Mash came out and it went right to the top of the charts and stayed there and has been there every year since 1962 and pretty much every year since, not since 62, but since I've been on the air. Certainly since the early 70s, I have on Halloween gone with the lyrics as I sing along, sort of, with the Crypt Kickers 5, The Monster Mash, on Good Day. I was working in the lab late one night. Late one night, when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, it did the mash! It did the monster mash! It was a graveyard smash!
He did the mash!
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. Unrelatory in the castle east. To the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrodes.
They
did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
Caught on in a flash.
They did the
monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son.
He did the mash.
The scene was rocking on until he seen his hat. Igor on chains backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker 5. They played the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Drax's voice did ring. Seems he was troubled by just one thing. He opened the lid and shook his fist and said, "What have I happened to my Pennsylvania twist?
It's now the monster mash.
and it's a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. It's now the Monster Mash. Now everything's cool. Drac's a part of the band. And my Monster Mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, the smash was meant to. When they get to my door, tell them Boris said. And then you can Monster Mash. And do my graveyard smash. You'll catch on in a flash. You can Monster Mash. Good job from the Doug Steffen Crypt Kickers, too.
I thought we were pretty good.
You were. Very
good.
Not
so bad.
All right, so that's a Halloween tradition here. Also,
let's go on the road.
Of the day features Screamin' Jay Hawkins, who performed I Put a Spell on You on the Merv Griffin Show in 1966.
The young man I was talking about.
Here's the audio.
Has a great blues style, plus one of the wildest singing gimmicks I've ever heard. And it may not scare you, but I guarantee you, when he's performing, you won't be going to the refrigerator. Welcome on his debut with us to sing I Put a Spell on You, Screamin' Jay Hawkins.
Beyond silly. Silly stuff. And it goes from there. The best part of it is the end of it. 28 after on Good Day.
The downside of the increasingly common high deductibles in Obamacare. This is Dr. Chamberlain Cole, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. A deductible means you pay out of pocket the first $1,000 or $5,000 or even $10,000, and only then does your insurance kick in. This means you get sick, despite having health insurance, you get a big bill. DCOC advice, if you do end up with a huge medical bill for whatever reason, here's what to do. Don't ignore it. Like cancer, it won't magically vanish. Talk to whoever sent the bill and make sure you really do owe the money. And medical bills are wish bills. Kind of like the list you gave your parents for your birthday when you were a kid. You weren't really expecting all of it, but you were hoping. So negotiate. Let me say again, negotiate. This means asking for a discount. Start at 50% and never, ever go below 25%. This goes double if paying in cash. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
I remember it like it was yesterday. As I downloaded the Geico app, a bluebird landed on my finger. I said, "Hey, Mr. Bluebird, did you know you can add a car to your Geico policy with just a tap of your finger? Just scan the VIN number. It's so easy." After that, we watched the sunset together and ate birdseed. The birdseed tasted super weird, but the sunset was nice.
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Now, kid. I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden. Before we get to the vampires, I want to tell a really nice story about a lady that's connected to the World Series. This lady has been described as Kansas City royalty because she was born during the last World Series when the Royals won. And this week, as the Royals went back into the scene, she gave birth to her first child.
Wow.
So she was born during the first
85.
Royals, 85,
right?
Yep, 1985, and she had a child born this week in 2015. Isn't that cool? She's 30 years old. I think that's a very cool story.
That is
her
cool.
Name is Elizabeth Spichter, S-P-I-T-C-H-E-R. She lives right outside of Kansas City in Lee's Summit. Gave birth to her daughter, Mariah, Tuesday, the day that the Royals won the opening game. I think that's a very
cool. Yeah.
Isn't Billy Joel singing the anthem tonight in New York? I think he is. Matter
see,
of fact.
That's why the Mets are going to win. If Billy Joel's there, this will
you think
be
so?
Yeah, a little win
sense.
Tonight. Yeah. Yeah.
She was born on October the 22nd, 1985, between the second and third game of the World Series, this lady said. And her mother had lots of interesting anecdotes. So I just think these sort of stories are cool. Coincidental or not, they're just a cool way of getting yourself into a good frame of mind. And why would you want to have that? After all, it is Friday. Hopefully you'll spend a good weekend. Weather's going to be good around most of the country. It was windy. It was 70 degrees in Boston yesterday.
Wow.
Same temperature in Boston and Los Angeles. Both places pretty much the same conditions, too. Windy. It was windy in Boston when I took off last night. Plane banged around until we get up to about 23, 24,000 feet. And coming in, landing here last night in Los Angeles. Whoa, what a ride.
It's not fun to fly in the
really?
Boongity, boongity, bang, bang, bang. No, it's never to listen to all this stuff banging around in the plane. No, not fun at all. There's a question that somebody sent me, Doug@DougStefan.com, by the way, his email, Ken@DougStefan.com, Rich@DougStefan.com, Jennifer@DougStefan.com. But actually, this was sent to Roberta, who's not with us today, but she's always talking about vampires. So the question came from Catherine, who lives in Ramblin', somebody, or Colorado, or someplace like that. Are we new? Do we have a new station in Colorado Springs? Is that gone on?
Yeah, we do, but I don't know whether it started today or not.
Anyway, so the question is, why are vampires presented as sexy?
That's a great question. I wonder that all the time. I mean, they eat your brain.
That's really? It's kind of like necking.
It's not necking.
Oh,
you die.
That's gross.
And who necks anymore? Come on.
I go to Google. There's a website called Science of Vampires. And in there is a suggestion. This is a cultural thing, not only here, but around the rest of the world. Uri Geller was telling me earlier how they celebrate is probably the right word, acknowledge this in England. But it began in where the Count was in Romania. Count Dracula was a legendary figure in Romania.
Mm-hmm.
And so that vampire metaphor, according to this research, the being that sucks the life force out of you basically came from Dracula, who was a Romanian. At least the idea came. And only the earlier Dracula went only after women and children. Never went after other men. Why do you suppose that is?
Didn't want to bite him on the neck.
Well, yeah, that's kind of gross.
Is that bringing it around to the romantic sort of side of it? This is Roberta says this is powerful, sexy stuff.
Okay, my theory would be that people mistake, or there's a weird line between passion and destructive, yucky, angry behavior.
Yeah, thank you.
So this vampire just has to bite you. It doesn't have anything to do with the fact that he loves you. He loves your blood. But I think people see that passion as lustful.
But every time you see a movie, it is kind of sexual in the way that they attack.
Yeah, well, it's because they pick the hottest guys to be vampires, right, too. They also pick very attractive people. I mean, I've never seen...
Think Pattinson is... You think that
I think a lot
Pattinson
of people
is
think
sexy?
So.
He's a werewolf.
Yeah.
He's a werewolf?
He's
sexy.
Oh, yeah, he was a werewolf. I don't know what he was. All I know is that Robert Pattinson, not my cup of tea, but a lot of people think he's sexy.
Mm-hmm. Do you think I'm sexy? Remember that song?
Do you think I'm
Rod
sexy?
Stewart, yeah.
So then there's the desire for blood and that apparently was put forth first, or at least was put metaphorically forth first in Bram Stoker's Dracula, the way that it was presented. I never saw that. That's something got a lot of attention. We should have
And wasn't Erica Jong big into she did a lot of sexy novels for women, and I think she had
the woman that talked about
thing.
The zipper?
Huh?
Yeah, no, that's Erica Jong.
Yeah.
Jong was
Is that
the zipper.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. What
we
was that book called?
We had her on the show once.
We had to do a little editing.
Bounce her off,
yeah.
Apparently can't control her mouth.
Oh.
That was quite a long time ago.
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm.
She was popular when I was a kid because my mom would read her books and I always be like, why can't I look in there? And my mom would be like, no, not for you.
Right.
Yeah. So here's the scientific approach to this. Why would you desire drinking somebody else's blood?
I wouldn't. Thank you very much.
This is from a professor at Albert Einstein College of Medicine in New York who said there's an enormous risk of contracting blood-borne diseases.
Yeah, no kidding.
Let's see. Renfield syndrome is one of them that you can get. Certainly HIV, things that are related to that are bad for you. And then there's a psychotherapist. We should have Joy in on this, actually. Another fellow from New York college who published in one of his books on psychotherapy a sort of manifestation of the radicalness of this phenom and how this seems to bond people that are thrilled by the sight of blood and fatal crimes. And you know what? Think about all of the television shows that are on right now, the dramas on TV. Almost every single one of them are about murder and mayhem, right? What is our fascination? This is tied. This, all of this stuff is tied together.
The grizzlier, the better.
Yes. I don't understand that. I can't go see this sort of thing. But people, apparently part of human nature is that we love to see blood and guts.
To somebody else.
Yeah, not ours.
It makes you feel safe.
Does it?
To see it have, oh, okay, that guy over there got it, but I'm okay.
You really think that?
Really?
So, yeah. I mean, when you put this all together, there's a sort of a contraption, a contortion, or a contraption of that's full of ideas that are different. First, there's the benign sort of jack-o'-lantern, the candy.
Yeah, the fun stuff.
Bobbing for apples, the fun things. So how did it get from one to the other? That's what I've never understood. How did it get to the blood metaphor, or which came first, the blood and guts or the sweet stuff?
The blood and guts did.
The blood and guts.
It was the celebration
for sure.
Of death.
Yeah.
It was.
Of the dead, yeah.
So then where did all of the Halloween candy and apples?
Everything gets Americanized.
Like Christmas.
Yeah.
Easter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there's got to be, there has to be a link between the trick-or-treating, probably like, you know, having something to do with the spirits coming to your house or something like that. I don't know. You feed them a Kit Kat.
No, I think that's true.
I think there's a story in there.
No, I think you're right about that.
Yeah.
So the goblins like to have Kit Kats,
right.
Corn candy.
Three Musketeers,
yeah. Mars bars, whatever it is. Yeah, that's much better. Should you send your children out on a full stomach or an empty stomach?
Oh, definitely empty, so they eat all the sugar and never go to sleep. Full, of course.
Right.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, and there is, I remember once my mother told me, listen to this, this is how bad this is in my memory. My mother told me to bring a dime, and I forgot who I went out with, but if there was ever any trouble, you know, there were pay phones in Knobscot and Saxonville and the other villages of Framingham Center. So if we got into trouble, or we had something that was
now
a problem,
try to find a pay phone.
Call, the dime was to call back to home.
Wow.
But again, I don't see parents letting their children go out on their own now.
No, it's not a good idea, really. There was a story out in California where they wanted to have sexual predators that were on the list have signs in their yard that say, don't knock, no trick-or-treating zone or whatever. Mm-hmm. And a judge said that was unconstitutional to the sex offender.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah, isn't that great?
Make sure if you're going to entertain, this is from a lawyer. All right, you ready for the lawyer side of Halloween?
Yeah.
Make sure your yard is clear of things like ladders, hoses, leashes, flower pots, anything that can trip up a young one. If the young person falls down, you'll get sued.
And by the way,
fall in your yard,
and
even
pets
if they're idiots
that are angry, keep them away from children. If they bite somebody, you'll get sued. Battery-powered jack-o'-lantern candles are preferable to the flame, because if some little kid puts his hand in the jack-o'-lantern with a flame, you'll get sued. The food that you are feeding to the children, make sure that there is nothing in it that could be harmful. There's no whether you're giving them fruit or you're giving them raisins or you're giving them candy. Make sure there are no warnings on the label. Do not give out peanuts, because if you do and somebody has an allergic reaction, you'll get sued. And don't put pencils or anything like that in there, because they can use them to poke.
Just give them bubble wrap. They might suffocate.
I mean, think about it. Look at all the things now that you get sued for if somebody has a problem just coming
to
your house.
A lot of people turn out their lights.
They don't do it. Yeah.
Right.
No, I don't want. Nobody comes to my house.
Wow, you're so off the beaten path. I mean,
I know that regime. Besides, I'm not there. I don't know who will come. I don't remember whether I've ever been at this house in California. My husband's in
San Monica. You're in a community there. You better get
candy. Yeah, you better get candy.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, I've never been here on Halloween before.
Well, I'm sure you're going to go walk around with Miles anyway.
What, tomorrow?
Yeah, they'll dress him up as like a puppy or something like that.
A puppy.
Yeah.
They'll dress him as a puppy.
I have him this afternoon. We're going to have time this afternoon to go wandering and walking around. And let's see how that works out before we plan tomorrow.
Are you scared?
No, not at all. But it's been a long time since I had pushed a little child.
You're a little nervous, aren't you?
I think he's scared a little.
Yeah.
When little Charlene was around, about 10 years ago or whatever it was, I remember pushing her around New York in the in the little cart, but I'm
stroller.
The stroller, yeah.
The little cart's better.
Oh, thank you. All right, I said it was 44 after. This is a good day.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Right now, high school students are preparing their college applications, but are they touting other attributes beyond grades? New research from the National Honor Society suggests college-seeking students overlook the importance of extracurricular activities, which can demonstrate leadership, character, and a commitment of service to their communities. The National Honor Society and National Junior Honor Society are calling on students to honor your future now, to prepare now for college, career, and a lifetime of success. Award-winning actor, author, and National Honor Society alum Hill Harper.
You can never start too early to prepare for college and your future. Building a resume showcasing everything from volunteerism to leadership skills. Much more than an honor roll, the National Honor Society has helped develop well-rounded students with a focus on scholarship, service, leadership, character, and citizenship. The Honor Societies are rolling out programs to further support student members, including opportunities to hear from college admission and financial aid officials, and most importantly, distributing up to $2 million in scholarship funds over the next 4 years. Learn more at honoryourfuturenow.org.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? At the same time, over 40% of all sports, concert, and theater tickets go unsold. So how come we're all paying so much when so many seats go empty? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, we guarantee you'll save on great sports, concert, and theater tickets. And we're not talking about last-minute nosebleed seats to events you don't want to see, but millions of great seats for the best events, days, weeks, even months in advance. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever. There are lots of places to buy tickets, but if you really want to save, then check out ScoreBig.com.
And now save even more at ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 2255, and we'll take an additional $30 off your ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 2255.
48 past the hour, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden celebrating Halloween. All right, Jennifer.
All right, Dougie.
Halloween, you're our television queen.
Yes.
What TV special was created by Charles Schulz?
Oh, it's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Yes, it is. Have you watched it recently?
I just put it on my DVR last night so I could watch it maybe
tomorrow. Where did you download it? Where did you find it?
ABC airs it every year.
Oh, they do?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's interesting is my son, who is 11 years old, and he's into all the new video games and all this stuff, he loves Peanuts and Charlie Brown.
They're coming out with a new movie,
and
he
wants to go see the new movie, and it really shocks me because I see that as kind of old school, kind of dorky but he cracks up and he reads the comic books and he just thinks it's hysterical.
Alright, so here's how I leave it to California. I'm looking at several different school systems out here that have banned all Halloween mention, celebration, because of the pagan tradition. School systems, including this one here in Los Altos, have changed the focus of Halloween to emphasize the harvest time and to try to get the historical perspective on Native Americans, Indians, and not on witches. And they did in Salem, Massachusetts. They did that because Salem was the seat of the witch trials back in the 1620s, 30s, 40s, like in there.
Hillary Clinton's still wiping her brow. Woo! Dodged a bullet.
I wasn't expecting that to come in, but I guess it works, the manner of speaking.
Probably didn't, but whatever. Halloween show, come on.
It is Halloween. It's 51 past the hour now on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I spent 8 years trying to reach him, and then another 7 trying to keep him locked up, because I realized that what was living behind that boy's eyes was purely and simply evil.
One of the freakiest themes ever.
Yeah. I should say that is.
Doesn't freak you out?
No, because I didn't see the movie.
Even just the music, though, doesn't freak you out a little bit?
Yeah, it sounds like Twilight Zone stuff a little bit.
Death has come to your little town, Sheriff. You can either ignore it, or you can help me to stop it.
This is the theme from Halloween, by the way. Richie's playing from John Carpenter. It is from the movie Halloween. How many different Halloweens were there? Didn't we come up with? Went there three or four different Halloween movies? The first one is 78.
I think it's 8 of them.
8 Halloween movies.
Well, no, and then the 2 remakes. I think 10 now. 10.
Really? Yeah. All right, so Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. We're going to eat out his brains. And we're going to find in those brains a list of the scariest movies. We have a scary movie list, and then there's Chucker's list of what he considers to be the best Halloween movies.
You know, by the way, half the budget to Halloween went to Donald Pleasant's salary.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. I mean, they shot that for like $1 million. I think he got like $350,000 of it.
Mm. He was great, too.
This sounds like a payday for that.
What about Jamie Lee Curtis?
She was really an unknown
young
at the time.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So Halloween, we've been doing the last couple of weeks Halloween themed movies as a build up to Halloween, which is this weekend. So Chuck Curry, who's our movie man, he's dying, in fact, to get the pun. Get it? He's dying to.
That makes me feel good.
Yeah, I know it does. All right. So in a moment, Chucker gives us his list, his favorite movies, and then let's see if they agree with the list, the Entertainment Weekly list of the 20 scariest films of all time. Coming up here on Good Day.
Cold and flu season hits hard when you're least expecting it, so don't take it lying down. Take the gloves off and fight back. Walmart makes it easy with everything your family needs for cold and flu season, like Delphin cough medicine, Alka-Seltzer Cold Plus, and Mucinex. Don't get caught off guard when the coughing and sneezing starts in the middle of the night. Show cold and flu season who's boss. When it hits, hit back twice as hard. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
All right, so Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here on Good Day with his list of the these your favorites.
These are my five favorite horror movies to watch during Halloween season.
And we should tell everybody, Chuck is a horror movie.
He's a buff
fanatic.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so is my 10-year-old daughter. Number five, John Carpenter's A Thing. Cool effects, great atmosphere, Kurt Russell. What else do you need to know? Number four, Nightmare on Elm Street, the original from 1984. Robert Englund as Freddy Krueger. That's a legendary character. His performance is brilliant. Number three, Halloween. That theme music says it all. One of Carpenter's best. And this movie actually pioneered the genre up until this day. Number two, Dawn of the Dead, as I call it, the 78 version, George Romero, The Gone with the Wind of horror movies. Epic in scope, shot for $1 million, one of the most amazing achievements ever made by George Romero. And number one, no doubt in my mind, it's The Exorcist, 1973. The film's iconic. It's not only one of the best horror movies ever made, it's literally one of the best movies ever made. And I love Jason Miller's performance as Father Karras, one of my all-time favorite characters in a movie.
All right, I got two other lists. One is from an entertainment website. The other one is from Entertainment Weekly. While I'm giving you this list, Chucker, I have a little quiz for you. In the movie The Faculty, what was the only thing that could kill the evil alien slugs? Let's see if he can figure that one out. Meanwhile, this list on the entertainment website, number five is Nightmare on Elm Street. Number four, Suspiria. Never even heard of that. Italian horror movie. Night of the Living Dead is number three. Repulsion is number two. And Psycho is number one. You didn't have Psycho on your list.
You know what? My favorite Chuck is.
And I love Psycho, too, by the way. I don't remember the answer to The Faculty. I do remember seeing the film. But
Faculty, the salt was the only thing that would kill the aliens.
Chucker, Fred Astaire, The Ghost Story.
Good movie, also.
Great movie.
All right, the list from Entertainment Weekly. Jaws, number five. Silence of the Lambs, four. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, 3, Exorcist 2, and The Shining, number 1. Interesting list, though, how they vary. All this stuff is horrible, if you get my drift. 59 after on Good Day.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.